You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Sharif Alim, and for the next 3 hours, I'm going to be doing it to you mean with a gangster lean. Sit back, relax, do not touch that dial, because you know the Reef Man is going to make you dig his style with a smile. Yes, 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 you're listening to KGNU, and you know I'm keeping it true just for you. My name is Sharif Alim. This is the Afternoon Sound Alternative, right on. Heard the amazing sounds of the Crusaders doing So Far Away, and that's a Carole King cover right there. Beautiful songwriter, beautiful, very multi-talented Carole King. And, you know, I heard back in the day, if you was a white girl in the early 70s and didn't have that album, you wasn't hip. So, Creative Source before that doing Who Is He and What Is He to You. We heard Pharoah Saunders and the Harlem Latin Jazz Quartet doing Harlem. Wino Boogie before that. And that's from Don Toasty and the Pachuco Boys. And that's some early little swing into Mexican-American culture and music in the 40s, 50s, more like the 40s and maybe some of the 30s, man. But that whole era of the Pachuco and the Zoot Suits, and you know it was being heard, man, and they was swinging and jazzing and bopping just like black folks do, man. And you listening to Spanish or Latino music today and they bop and swing just like black people do, because regardless of what they told you, we all niggas out there. You know, the boat for us stopped on the mainland America, and the boat dropped you off in Puerto Rico, or it dropped you off in Brazil or Argentina or Peru or Mexico. You know, some of us, a lot of us got dropped off in Mexico. So, you know, we mestizo too up here in the United States. You dig what I'm trying to told you? Y'all mestizo below the border, and we mestizo above the border, because we all mixed up too. What was before that? Oh, yeah, Wyclef and Paul Simon doing Fast Car, right on. And I just want to cup. You know what I'm saying? I ain't did a rant in a long time, so I'm due one, I think. You dig? Because white folks is acting the damn fool out there in America today. They just dry snitching, calling the police on niggas, all kind of stuff, man. And that's why, like, the code in the ghetto is that, you know, snitches get stitches. Don't be dry snitching. Don't be sticking your nose into people's business that don't concern you or your family. You dig what I'm saying? That's like a street code out there in the ghetto. Like, mind your own business. If the stuff ain't concerning you, mind your own business. And I know that might seem cold to people sometime, man, but that's how you survive out there in the ghetto. Let me try to told you. I'm trying to told you. You know, you be running out there snitching on niggas and stuff. Niggas will kill you. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. You know, from little things to big things. But lo and behold, you know, white folks is just, this is white privilege. They can just call the police on black people, and they know the police is going to be on their side when they show up. You know, there's a situation out there in Oakland, man, where this white woman, this black people trying to have a barbecue on a Sunday or something. And the white woman is calling the police talking about these niggas is over here barbecuing and using charcoal. And that's against the rules. You know, white folks always know the rules for something. You know, you be anywhere, just a random white folk come up to you. Excuse me now. You know, there is no smoking here, like 15 feet from the... Man, if you don't get out my face with that madness, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people go off on you saying some stuff like that to you. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, some people just got to stick their nose into everything out there. You dig what I'm saying? So this lady gonna call the police on these black folks just trying to have a barbecue, man. And when the white privilege didn't work for her, when these niggas didn't go to jail, when they didn't get shot or beat down, she just ran off crying, talking about, you're harassing me. You dig what I'm trying to tell you? A young black woman, man, going to Harvard or Yale or something like that. She studying hard, you know, she cracking the books. Her parents didn't probably done paid a lot of money. She probably didn't have to get an extra job or something to, you know, to survive up there in Yale and stuff. She ain't on no silver spoon and all that. She up there studying her ass off, man, and fall asleep in the common area, and the white girl then called the police. What is she doing up in here? I had every right to call the police. I don't recognize you niggas. And see, I go through that. I tried to told y'all a couple of years ago. Now, it's gotten better. It's gotten better down here at 700 Kalamath. But I remember I was telling y'all that when I come here to do a show, people is running all up on me talking about, who are you here to see and where are you going and what are you doing? I'm at KGNU. Well, who did Dave okay this? And you know what I'm saying? I was in here before most of these people in this building. You dig? We did the first show from this studio 11 years ago. And I'm trying to told you that even though I've been coming into this studio for 11 years and been at KGNU for 12 years, happy anniversary, KGNU, 40th anniversary coming up in about a week or so, the 22nd. But anyway, even though I've been coming in here all the time, white folks is running up on me. And it's always white folks. What are you doing? Who are you here to see? You dig what I'm saying? I went down there to the March for Science or something like that. And I go in there and I'm meeting a group of people over there, the Denver Peace Council. You know, I've been hanging out with them and studying with them, trying to be more peaceful. So I go down there to kick it with them brothers. And soon as I get into the park in Civic Center Park, it's two or three white folks up in my face like, can we help you? I'm the only nigga out there for the March on Science or something. Maybe it was some others, but I ain't see them. But soon as I walk in the park, they got some goons right in my face talking about, can I help you? And all of this kind of man. So I know what these black folks out there is going through. And I've been trying to told you for years that this happens. But a lot of people's like, oh, you're just imagining things. You just bring things in. You're just so racial. Why does everything got to be about race? Now you're seeing the stuff captured on video and you can't deny it. But some of y'all will, because some people want to live in a fantasy land and all this kind of stuff. You know, they mad at me because I say nigga, but they don't get mad at people actually getting treated like niggas. They'll call the radio station more. I don't like the way Sharif says nigger. And it offends me. Even though I'm white, nobody's ever called me nigger or chased me or hung my grandfather for the word. I'm offended. You dig what I'm trying to say? Man, a lot of y'all out there need to sit your pasty white ass down someplace and listen to what black people been trying to told your ass. The stuff is going on and it's not right. And if you sit up and ignore the stuff, you just as guilty. So I'm going to play this next cut, man. And I've been really moved by this song by Childish Gambino. It's called This Is America. And just like what Kanye said about the slavery, and I'm not mad at my brother Kanye. I notice all the people get mad at Kanye is these old, hold up. I had to get me a drink real quick. But only people get mad at Kanye out there is these old shea butter, house Negroes, African Americans, black feminists, them too, you know, all up on Kanye about what he said about slavery. But if you really open your mind and think about it, this man started a conversation about our condition, made people pay it. He knocked Donald Trump out the news for a day or two with the statement and made people pay attention to what black people was talking about for once. Even if you don't agree with the brother wrong, he made a statement that made people think. And I love him for that. Even if I don't even agree with what the brother talking about in this statement, he made people have a conversation. And that's what KG and you do to you every day. But a lot of y'all don't appreciate it. You dig what I'm trying to say? You don't appreciate it until it's gone. Until it's gone. So, you know what I'm saying? If you out there and you standing for freedom, justice, and equality, stand up for it right now. You know, I played that Bob Dylan before talking about shelter from the storm. You know, sometimes we got to be out in the storm a little bit, too. Don't just run inside. You got to be out in this stuff. I'm out in this stuff every day. You don't hear me, though. But check out this Childish Gambino trigger alert. You know, I'm going to give out a trigger alert. You know, if you don't want to hear about what black people is talking about, turn the station right now.
But America's trying to save. America's trying to save. America's trying to save its own ass, niggas. You had better save yours.
Over in Palestine, they still fighting for equal rights and justice. This song was made in 1977, and here we are in 2018. And the Israeli military is still slaughtering Palestinians wholesale. And it's damn near a media blackout. You know, they talking about other stuff. They not talking about what's really going down over there, man. It's a genocide. It's a land grab. And if you criticize these demons, you know, they just call you anti-Semitic or they make up some word to call you. But it's some of us that ain't scared of y'all's over there because what you doing is wrong. You dig what I'm trying to tell you? Let me get back to some more music because everybody can use it. This next song is a dedication to all of them young Palestinian brothers and sisters that's out in the street with rocks and tennis rackets in their hand and fighting back the only way they can, man. And how are you defending yourself when these people got rocks and tennis rackets and a couple of firecrackers and you got all that military might? You could just mow people down in the middle of the street. So I want to give a shout out to those on the front lines in Palestine, those on the front lines in Chicago, Illinois, those on the front lines in Memphis, Tennessee, those on the front line in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, those on the front line in Brazil, those in the front lines out there on the Hawaiian Islands, out in Guam, them is my niggas too. All of the black people and melanated people all over the world, this song is for you and it's called Living on the Front Lines. Oh man, it's almost time for me to go. I think I'm gonna go down to the 16th Street Mall and hang out and look for some white people to tell on. I'm going to just go look for some white people doing anything and call the police and be like, there's some suspicious people downtown and I'm scared for my life. Man, they probably show up and arrest my black ass for making false telephone calls or something. That's what should have happened to the one lady, but it didn't. So I guess white privilege worked a little bit. But literally, man, if I went to like Washington Park or something and I seen a group of white people barbecuing and called the police on them, I have no doubt when the police got there, they've been and beat my black ass for wasting their time. I'm telling you, y'all don't believe me. But anyway, man, white people, please stop snitching. Stop dry snitching. You know, I mean, if it's really something going down, you know, call the laws. You know, your life is in danger, call the laws. But when you see people walking out of a house with some luggage, you know, don't call the police because black people won't wave at you. We sick of waving at being nice and shucking and showing our teeth around white people. Why we got to do that just to live? She's supposed to walk out the house. Yes, mom. Yes. Hi. Hello. I'm Bob Marley's granddaughter. Please like me. Please don't call the police on me. You know that's what you want niggas to do? Why don't you mind your own effing business? You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna get niggas killed out here. Snitching and stuff. So white people, please stop snitching. And like I said, be careful, man. The National Weather Service has issued all these alerts around town. So stay abreast of that. Because even though it might be sunny in some places, you know that rain and that hail will creep right back up on you. And I want to go out on this show like I started it with some Bob Dylan. This is from one of my favorite albums, Blood on the Tracks. This particular cut is called Bucket of Rain.